The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Good morning to you. Thanks for hanging out with The JV Show. Shall we get to our first talkback of the day?
Sure. Yep.
Hey guys, it's Angie. Happy Thursday. A couple things after podcasting yesterday. I work a 12-hour shift. It's great. 3 days a week, 4 days off. I work every other day. Can't beat it. I work at a vet clinic, emergency. Second, I just want to give a shout out to my son. He had to have emergency surgery on Saturday morning, and he is the bravest kid that I know. If it was me, I would have been crying like a baby. but he held it together, which really helped me hold it together. Anyway, he's doing well now, but shout out to him. Go boy. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.
Hey, Angie. Well, glad your son's doing great. Yeah. That sounds so scary.
Shout out to him.
Very scary. Did she say goat boy? What's his name?
I thought just goat boy.
I thought it was like just go boy.
I heard goat boy.
She does not call him goat boy.
She said she works at a vet clinic. For all we know, her son could be a goat.
And that goat had to have emergency surgery.
It probably ate a tin can or something. You know, goats, they'll eat anything. And then it probably had to go in there to get its stomach operated on. And right there at the end, very heartfelt, she said, goat boy.
Have you guys ever had to have emergency surgery?
No. Thankfully,
I don't know if an emergency C-section counts, but that's like the scariest thing ever. Like when you're not planning on it. And then like all of a sudden they're like, well, taking you in now. You're like, what? No, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah, my wife had an emergency surgery for an ectopic pregnancy or whatever a few years back. That was very nerve-wracking because that's one of those things that thing bursts on the inside of you. They can't, there's no way to stop
it. My sister had to get her appendix, I think, removed like one night, like out of nowhere, just taking you into surgery now.
Yeah.
I've heard that's super painful.
Yeah.
Like literally excruciating stomach pain.
Anyways, well, shout out to Goat Boy. Yeah. Glad he's doing better.
Go, Boy.
Goat Boy. Yeah, Goat Boy.
We have a couple minutes. Jess, would you like to let everyone know how they can win Disneyland tickets today? Because there's two ways to win. So listen up, people.
First things first, 7:35 with our Yup Nope game. Be ready to call, okay? The phone lines go crazy. So 7:35, that's one. And the other one, which you can already do right now, is leave us a talkback right there on the free iHeartRadio app. Let us know why you want to go to Disney or who you're going to take with you. Just leave us a talkback, and that's going to enter you. Now, you only have until 9:25 today to enter it, because 9:25, we play the winning talkback. Then you have 10 minutes to contact us, because if you do not claim your tickets, they will have to go to somebody else.
Who wants them more than you?
Yep.
I do.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Asking. Were you asking?
No, I was just saying somebody else.
Also, you can't enter, Selena.
Dang it. Yeah. I was about to leave a talk back. But
can goat boy
enter? He's not a goat. Stop saying
that. We don't know that. Yeah. She said,
I'm pretty sure.
I might have to go to the archives.
Go to the archives.
I'm pretty sure she said goat boy.
To the archives.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So the ketamine queen, the woman who was selling the ketamine, which was ultimately tied to Matthew Perry's death, was sentenced in court yesterday. Last year, she pled guilty to 5 criminal charges, including one count of distributing ketamine resulting in death. So she'll be serving 15 years in prison with time served. Yeah, she was facing up to 65. They only gave her 15.
15? That seems incredibly long to me. Do you remember the Diddy trial and all the things that guy did?
Oh, that's a good point.
He got like 18 months. 15?
15 years.
I don't agree with that one. All right, coming off their dismal series with the Mets.
Go Mets!
The San Francisco Giants seemed like now maybe they're starting to turn things around. They shut out the Phillies for the second straight time yesterday, winning 5-0 for a 2-1 series win. Giants now hit the road for the next 9 games. First up is in Baltimore to take on the Orioles. That series gets underway tomorrow.
Woo! Foggy start to your day.
Are you drunk?
Foggy start to your day. Highs will be mainly in the mid to high 60s. Dry, sunny periods will outweigh the rain today, but we'll still see showers that will gradually increase throughout the day. Thunder and lightning are possible, you guys, and a lot more rain for tomorrow.
Remember when Jess said yesterday that there was no rain that day, and then my wife called me and she's like, hey, I'm driving right now and it's raining.
Those are her windshield wipers. You know,
they're living their truth, and it was raining yesterday. All right, hey, Libra besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Someone in the family group chat is about to drop a message that absolutely was not meant for the group. And, babe, your job is to hit that mute button and stay out of it. For real, this is not your circus. You've been low-key putting off canceling that streaming service you haven't opened since last year. Today is actually the day you should finally do it and redirect that money somewhere that makes sense.
Yep.
Is that just a horoscope or just a good reminder for everybody?
I think a reminder for everyone.
Yeah, that's just good advice.
Next, we're talking about the thing Gen Z is making popular again.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, Saturday morning's going to be a good one.
It is.
According to Jess.
Because there's going to be a lot of rain, so you won't have to deal with any sporting activity.
Are you calling that shot for sure? Because I don't want to get my hopes up, because that would get me out of one kid's practice and one kid's game if Saturday is rainy enough.
Well, it's going to rain tomorrow night. So it's going to rain tomorrow night and then going into Saturday. And Saturday, there's going to be a lot of rain. So I think it's going to get you out of that, Graham.
Will everything be wet Saturday morning, though? Like, is it raining? Is it rainy Friday night?
I believe so. I'll give you an update tomorrow.
I don't trust anything Jess says anymore. Now my hopes are back down.
I know. My hopes are down right now.
Wow, you guys.
Why are we going to her for weather?
I know. No, you'll be in the clear. It's going to rain a lot more tomorrow.
Hey, it's Wildity for 9. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. I hope I'm the first talk back because it's currently 3 a.m. in California. Made it through JFK. Bag check, security, and boarding the flight. Man, everyone at JFK is a jerk. I'm used to flying out of San Jose Airport, even SFO, and Salt Lake City, and they're all so kind. I don't know what's with the East Coast, but I'm so excited to see my cat.
What? Oh, my cat!
Imagine that. You're flying home from JFK. That's our buddy Amira in Utah, soon to be Amira in Arizona, and all she can think about. Getting home to that cat.
I feel it.
Check out my cat.
It's happened before. Hey, let's talk about the thing that Gen Zers are bringing back, you guys. Because, you know, they like to basically bring back everything that used to be a thing back
in the day. Like Stanley Cups?
Stanley Cups are still a thing.
No, but not like they were.
People still have them, but there's not.
Yeah.
People aren't going crazy knocking each other out for them.
Right.
Right. Shopping malls. They are bringing back.
Malls are coming back?
Shopping malls, yeah. I mean, obviously, there's still a lot of malls around, but
as many as there used to be.
Right, and shopping in person is not a thing that a lot of people kind of do now or opt for because they can order online. Well, Gen Zers are like, you know what? We're back. And there's traffic, like traffic at shopping malls has increased so much even just this year compared to last year. So it's working, and I have a theory that what is really helping this is all of those blind boxes being sold, because a lot of the stores like Pop Mart or stores where you do have to go in and buy them yourself, like in person, or at least it helps because you'll be able to actually find one. I think that is bringing in traffic to shopping malls, and then they're staying there and hanging out and then going to other stores.
Getting a Cinnabon.
Yeah.
That's a good theory. However, my daughter... I think I would lump her into this group where she would rather shop in person. Like if she needs an outfit, like she went to the Mariah the Scientist concert a couple weeks ago. By the way, she went with like some family and they got bipped. It was in Oakland. And like 5 other cars in that little parking lot all got bipped. Her poor friends, they went straight from school to my house to get ready, you know, to the show or whatever. Her poor friend had, like, her school backpack. She had, like, one of her purses, her Chromebook that she uses for school.
Don't leave that stuff in the car.
She had to because she went straight from my house to the show and she was going to get dropped off at her house. So I was like, take everything with you because how are you going to have it for school tomorrow?
That's horrible.
I was like, dang, that sucks that you can't even go have fun, you know, without expecting all of our stuff to get stolen. Anyways, my daughter wants an outfit for this concert, and and I'm like, just order it online. She was looking for something very specific. I'm like, you're not even going to find it in a mall. Just order it online. She insisted. Like, she cannot shop online. Her and her friends have to go into shopping malls. And she's not one of those kids that likes the blind boxes, so I don't think it's fully that. I just think they like
the interaction.
The opposite of what the parents like.
Now, what stores are even open in malls anymore that they can go shop at? Kohl's?
No, H&M.
H&M's are still around?
H&M's are still around.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought they died too.
There's other like smaller...
She goes to Q a lot.
Oh, I love Q.
Yeah.
Totes.
Yeah.
no clue what that is.
And, you know, we've also talked a lot about this. And I think even growing up, maybe you guys have experienced this as well, of, like, wanting to go just hang out with your friends. Like, you're not even going because
you're, like... Nostalgia alert.
Yeah. They're big on that, yeah. Because then it gives you an excuse to, like, hang out.
Yeah. I'm not mad at this because for a while after the pandemic, do you remember going to any shopping center? Ghost town.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Empty.
Completely empty. And it was so depressing. I like that it's coming back.
Yeah, me too. Because I like shopping.
I don't like going. I don't want to go. But
yeah, I'm not going to be the one to do it.
But for like the younger generation to experience.
Right. If other people want to, I mean, like you said, like I love that brick and mortar stores can get support any way that they can. We need that. I don't want everything to go online and into the cloud. Some in-store stuff is great. For me, not great. I don't want to do that for clothes shopping. But everybody, you know, you do you.
I feel like it's more fun to shop online because then you're getting the item literally right then and there.
I know, it's faster.
Wait, shop online or in person?
I mean, no, in person. Oh, sorry, I meant
in
person.
It is more fun to shop online at the same day delivery, next day delivery.
No, it's more fun to shop online. And they have more stuff online.
I don't have to go find a place to park.
What? No.
Especially if you're looking for something specific, not specific. The chances of you finding it in a store, like, very slim.
Yeah, but there are things that you can find in a store that you wouldn't even come across online, or you can try some stuff and you'd be like, wow, I would have never picked this if it was a picture online.
But they never have your size. Whatever the thing you want is, they don't have your size. They never have a size 13 shoe for us men with big feet. And then you guys know I wear a women's medium shirt with extra large sleeve holes. Like, how it's a very specific size. So, how do I find that
online,
in person?
Made.
Yeah, it's always out of stock.
But the thrill of shopping is in person.
Oh, For me, the thrill is online.
My shopping in-person stamina lasts maybe 8 minutes. And then I'm just like, can I go sit in that seat over there by the dressing rooms? I got to sit down. This is exhausting.
For me, it's more stressful because I got the gaggle of kids with me. And I hate going into dressing rooms. I hate when they don't even have, like, the doors that, like, close. They're, like, the little curtains.
Oh,
and anyone can walk by. There's, like, a sliver of just crack there. And anyone can peek in. It's so scary.
Are you talking about the crack in the curtain or your crack?
Both.
Got it.
When there's no attendant in the fitting room, then you feel like anybody's just going to try to open your door or walk in. Or if it is a curtain, they're just going to open the curtain thinking nobody's in there. And I'm just going to be full everything out. And it's a little scary. But I still pick in-person shopping online.
I love that. Gen Z is bringing malls back. I'm here for it. I am here for it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, Selena, Jess, we're on our way to Disneyland. Good morning. We love you.
Love you.
Sounds like you really mean it there.
I almost want to hear the end of that. The end of that. Can you play that?
That was super genuine.
Play the end of that.
Thank you
again
for that.
Love you.
Thank you.
Did they win Disneyland tickets already and they're already on their way this morning? Is that what happened?
Maybe they had tickets on their own and they're on their way. But you can win them here with us this morning.
That's right.
7:35 is actually going to be your next chance to win inside our Yup Nope game. Bro.
What?
How good does some In-N-Out sound right now?
Amazing. Oh, starving.
I wish we could just hop on like DoorDash and just order some.
You can't?
No.
Asking for a friend.
The owner of In-N-Out, In-N-Out is not on...
I did not know
it's
that.
It's not on these delivery apps. But the owner, Lindsay Snyder Ellingson, by the way, In-N-Out family business, just like handed down to her. It's been in her family forever. She did an interview.
Billions and billions.
Yes. She did an interview with the president of Pepperdine University last month, and it was just posted onto YouTube this week for whatever reason. And somebody from the audience, because she was doing like a Q&A in front of a live audience, somebody asked her like, hey, is In-N-Out ever going to embrace automation, like, getting on these delivery apps, Uber Eats, DoorDash, or maybe like there's an app where we can like order on the app and then pick up, our food so we don't have to wait in that long line of cars. And the owner of In-N-Out, Lindsay, she says, no.
Come on.
Not going to happen. She said, quote, the main reason is part of what makes In-N-Out and the experience so special is the interaction and the customer service that we give. The smile, the greeting, it's that warmth, the feeling, the culture. And so the mobile ordering will definitely take a piece of that away. And there's also the freshness factor.
Okay.
I can see that.
I respect, I agree well, with that their, part. Their fries yeah. don't travel more than 15
their
seconds.
No, their burger will fall apart. It falls apart the second you drive away from there.
Yeah. The fries turn it back into cardboard so quickly, so you've got to get them. You have to get them fresh, otherwise they're terrible. They have gotten, I'll give them this, they have gotten better than they were a few years back. Like, they've improved something about them. They are a little bit less like little cardboard pieces. They're better now. I mean, don't you guys respect that? What they're doing? I mean, I know as much as you'd love to be able to DoorDash them or whatever, but I mean, again, the food doesn't travel as well. But I just, I respect that because look, their business doesn't need it, clearly. There's always a massive line there. So whatever they're doing, it's sort of like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, they're making huge profit already. Yep. They're a very profitable company.
It also wouldn't feel like In-N-Out having it delivered to my house. As much as I love, you know, the convenience and I order everything. There is something about waiting in that long ass line. The person comes up to your window and then, you're finishing my food by the time I leave the parking lot.
I just
devour it so quick.
Every other fast food place has got to be so annoyed because it's like, we got to come up with an app and a rewards program and a thing.
New and new items constantly.
And then this.
And a K-pop Demon Hunters meal.
In-N-Out just makes the same stuff and they do none of that and then they just crush it.
I know.
It's so good.
And they don't even have to they don't even raise their prices like that. Meanwhile, I mean, I'm sure they have a little bit, but meanwhile, I mean, if I take my family to Taco Bell, I'm paying like $90. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Anyways.
But I applaud that move. Everything does not need
to
go app-based.
I wanted to be
into
upset.
The cloud
like
and whatever.
The convenience. Do it for the people, but I get it.
Yeah.
I do. Jess.
Okay. Question.
Answer.
Is sleeping in the shotgun seat rude?
Is that something that comes up often? Like, is this something that's hotly debated?
This is something that I have seen being debated recently. And I have always thought that if you do fall asleep, it's a little bit rude. And I was actually curious to hear what other people had to say. And I was curious to see if you guys were the type of person to fall asleep in the shotgun seat.
I do all the time.
You do?
Yeah, I'm a tired person. I work morning radio. And my wife, if I'm driving, she'll fall asleep and run shotgun too.
I do, but I really try not to. I don't so much if it's during the day, but at night on a long drive or coming home and it's late, I can't help it. But I really try not to because my husband gets mad at me because if I fall asleep, then he starts to fall asleep. And like, he's the one driving. So I have to stay awake to make him stay awake.
See, I think it's shouldn't it be the opposite? The long drive at night, that's when I would try to stay awake to keep my wife company or whatever to help keep her awake. But if it's like daytime and we're running some errands or something and I can power down for 10 minutes, bro, let me sleep.
Really?
That's fine. Let me get my squeeze my one tiny nap in.
I'm also a little annoyed when I'm driving and my husband falls asleep, which happens a lot. Not because I have to worry about him keeping me awake, but it's like, help keep me company. Like, I'm not just like your chauffeur. Like, I'm just your naptime chauffeur to rock you to sleep.
So that doesn't bother me at all. If my wife falls asleep, run shotgun, good, take that. We're tired parents, like, power down.
Yeah. So Selena, you only think it's rude when they do it to you?
Yes.
Since it's a bit of a double standard here.
Yeah, because etiquette experts say that it actually just depends.
Etiquette experts weighed in on this.
Yes.
Riding shotgun etiquette expert?
Yeah. Okay. But they say, you know, typically, like, if you are in the shotgun, then you are, like, keeping them company. You're the one in charge of the navigation. Like, you're telling them, you know, turn left here or whatever. You're putting in the directions
into
the GPS.
That's not
true.
That ain't true anymore. Yeah. We talked about it yesterday. If you had a paper map out, you need somebody riding shotgun that knows how to read a map.
Thank you.
Your car's telling you where to go now.
And
half the time, your car's driving you where to go now.
Right, but you are helping them, like, stay alert in, like, to an extent. So
I would expect the person driving to just be able to do that anyways. What if I wasn't here and you're driving by yourself? Are you just going to be crashing into everything?
Right. That's a good point. And should I be tired? Should I climb into the back seat? What
does that make it better?
Should I not? Okay, I'm not supposed
to
sleep
shotgun. That would make me even more mad. I'm not your Uber driver.
I'm definitely not your chauffeur. It would be more comfortable to lay across the back seats, though.
What really makes me mad? When I'm driving my daughter and her friends around, and they all want to sit in the back, and I feel like I'm driving an Uber. It's so embarrassing. God. Anyways, continue.
See, it would bother me a little bit if, like, let's say it was a long drive and it's already late and I'm tired already and I'm the one driving and the person next to me is just like, I'm just going to go on a 3-hour snooze.
Well, see, that's different. Like, in my mind, I'm with you on that one.
So then you think it's okay to do like short, quick little naps?
Yeah.
Okay.
You doze off, you doze off. But I feel like you're getting your blankie and your pillow and you're tucking yourself in while I'm about to drive us for a really long time. Unless I've given you the express permission, like, you know what? You sleep and I'm going to drive. Unless we've agreed upon that. Otherwise, I want you to keep me company on the long drive.
But what if it is late and it's like bedtime?
Again, if this is the arrangement that we've agreed upon, but if we both get in the car with the expectation that, like, we're on a road trip together, I want you to talk to me for some of it.
Yeah, agreed. You don't agree, Selena?
No, I mean, that makes sense. I just know that there's times I just literally can't. Like, if we're coming back home and maybe we're an hour away and we've, you know, I've had some drinks or whatever, as soon as I sit down and the car starts rolling, I'm snoring. Like, I'm out. Oh my Sorry, God. I can't.
See, night.
I'm the type of person that, like, I will fight my body as hard as I can. And so sometimes my head will be, like, bobbing back and forth because I'm trying to stay awake so hard. Sure. Or I'll, like, pretend like I'm looking out the window just so I could close my eyes for a little bit. But I feel like I'm being rude if I do fall asleep, so I try not to.
I've done the head bob a few times. I'm like, did he notice? Did he see that?
I'm the worst at that. You guys, at least you're shorter. Like, you have something to lean on when you're tall, like on a plane or something. There's nowhere for you to, like, lean and get comfortable. So, yeah, that's me. My head's bobbing all over, like, and I keep jolting myself awake.
Yes.
I hate that.
All right. We got to get to today's hottest trending coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
We knew this is going to happen. Offset is getting sued by a casino. So we talked yesterday about how everyone is saying that Offset is broke. When he was shot at a casino earlier this week, this was allegedly over a money dispute. He supposedly owes rapper Lil TJ like $10,000, something like that. After all of that, more people came forward like, Offset owes me this much and he owes me this much. I also told you that according to some alleged screenshot texts between Offset and the casino host from that Hard Rock Casino in Florida hours before the shooting, he was down over $890,000. And he was trying to get another line of credit to keep on gambling to, like, make the money back. So clearly the man has a gambling problem. Well, now he's getting sued by Motor City Casino Hotel. And we all know Motor City is what, Jess?
Motor City Casino Hotel.
Where is Motor City?
Yeah, Motor City.
Motor City. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Where is Motor City?
What?
That's never heard that? We're asking you.
You've never heard that before, that nickname?
Is it somewhere in Florida?
Nope.
Nope.
Motor City. I guess not.
Motor City Casino Hotel in Detroit is claiming.
Motor City, that's because that's where all the car manufacturing plants were. Yeah, some still are there, but building a lot of motors.
So this hotel and casino,
I think that's why it's called that.
That's what I always assumed. But they're claiming that Offset opened a credit line of $100,000 there in the casino so he could gamble back in March of 2024. Offset never paid off the debt.
Whoops.
And they couldn't reach him, so they tried to take the money out of his account directly, which was agreed upon when he opens the credit line, but there wasn't enough money in there to pay it back. So they're suing Offset now for breach of contract, fraud, and more.
This is not looking
good. This is the start of a lot of people trying to get their money back.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that that's how the world of, like, high-stakes gambling works, though? Like, you don't even have to have all the money there with you. Us norms go to a casino, right? You got to go to the ATM, and then you get to play with that money. But if you're some high roller that they trust and know you maybe have some assets to back it up, they'll give you a marker. They'll give you a line of credit.
That's
you can just
insane.
Go gamble money that's not even yours. You know, you're just borrowing their money to gamble with, and hopefully you win, and then you can pay it back and then take your winnings. But if you know how gambling works,
you'd never win.
Most of the people lose. So
it's a slippery slope. That is dangerous.
Losing their money, and now you're on the hook to pay them back for that.
Oops.
And you don't want to owe money to a casino. They've got guys with baseball bats that'll come to your house.
Hell no, they'll break your kneecaps in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Justin Bieber getting ready for Coachella. Bro, Coachella's this weekend.
Oh, it is?
It's this weekend. Yeah, this weekend and next. And so this week, all the artists have been there rehearsing. Someone who, like, lives in the vicinity posted some videos of Justin Bieber going through his set. You obviously can't see him. This is, like, off in the distance, but you can hear the music and, like, hear him singing to the backing track. And you guys, he's singing all of his new stuff, obviously, but also all of his old stuff. He does, he performs.
Nostalgia alert.
He's gonna perform, baby.
Oh, my God. Major.
Nostalgia alert.
Girl. And he's even going to cover Chris Brown with You and So Sick by Neo, which are two of the songs that he had covered like as a child that were posted to his YouTube account when he was trying to get famous.
I mean, you have to perform all your old biggest hits when you're headlining a show that big. You can't just do all your new stuff because people will be like, I don't know this one. Does anyone know this? You got to do that. You got to go for the hits.
Right. And I did wonder, like, are there passes still on sale? I'm looking on Coachella's site right now at festival passes. A lot of the stuff is actually sold out.
Good for
them.
Remember
the last couple of years, we were like, is nobody doing festivals anymore? Yeah. A lot of the stuff is actually sold out. And if you wanted to buy, like, the general admission, you'd have to buy a resale. Don't think that's going to be an issue this year.
So much better.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. The mystery of the San Pablo double dumper has been solved, you guys. Neighbors of a house on 19th Street there, very upset when all of a sudden there was a bunch of garbage and clutter and stuff all over their street. And it was all coming from a huge pile of garbage that had suddenly appeared on the front yard of one of the houses on their street. I'm not talking about small pile of garbage, massive, covering the entire front lawn. Some neighbors even called the cops as people began, you know, scavenging through all of it and just got messier and messier. Stuff was blowing all over the place. Well, it turns out it was all because of a dumpster double dump. A dumpster company called Express Rental Dumpster said they provided a dumpster to a customer who was moving out of a house. Those residents filled this thing to the brim with garbage and furniture and everything they didn't want. They stacked this thing up. And that's when the owner of the dumpster company says that person's credit card got declined for the charges. And they reached out to him several times. Can you pay us for this? Can you pay
us
for this?
Was it Offset?
And Offset was like, hey, I got to pay back this casino first. I'll get you next time. And the owner of the dumpster company is like, well, my driver, we needed to get the dumpster back and they're not paying for it. And I'm already taking a loss on this and I can't go pay the dump fees on it because then I'm going to take even more of a loss. And they tried and tried to get it paid for. So what they did, the truck driver picked up that dumpster bin and then just dumped all the junk of it out of the bin right back onto the front yard of the house. And that's where all the garbage came from. I can't really fault them for that, although it created a bigger mess. And I think they were ordered to come clean up some of the garbage that had spilled onto the street. But all that garbage that came from the house, then it just went right back there. You guys think that's fair game?
Yeah. I mean, I guess kind of, but like, couldn't they just be like, hey, do you have another way to pay?
No, they did. They exhausted all the means of, and they could not get this person to pay for the.
Then they did what they could.
Yeah. I think that's kind of fair.
I get a lot of construction videos served to me because I was building our house for a long time. And a lot of times you see the ones where the guys have just poured the driveway or whatever in concrete and then the homeowner doesn't want to pay. I don't know if half of these videos, I don't think anything's real on social media, but then you see them tearing up the freshly poured concrete or messing it all up, you know, when they get stiffed on the charges. I'm always like, I think that's what I would do also. I'd like to think I was a bigger person, but like if I just did a whole bunch of work and you're not going to pay me for it, then I'd probably screw it up.
All right, next on the JV show, we got your chance to win a chug mug. Get your chug mugs, people.
I want your chug mug.
Chug mugs next. Insider What the Bleep game.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Hiatus.
Oh, that scared me. Was that Jess?
That was Jess earlier talking about the temperature.
Hiatus. I bent my tongue as I was saying that and it just...
Hiatus.
This is the JV show here on this Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Wild 94.9. We are the Bay's number one hit music station. And we are trying to give you this JV show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what the bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins this JV show chug mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Yep.
I think it's fair for a guy to be concerned about the size of the hole in a woman's...
Don't you?
But you can't say anything.
It factors in, right?
Yeah.
All right. So then,
but I'm with Jess. I mean, yeah, you can be concerned about it, but you don't say it out loud. Mm-mm.
I would say something.
Wow.
All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so you got to keep those guesses PG. You want those guesses to come in here quickly on that talkback mic because the first correct answer of the morning wins a JV show chug mug. So leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out. But yeah, like I said, get them in quickly.
We're going to play some of those talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show here on a Thursday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I think it's fair for a guy to be concerned about the size of the hole in a woman's...
I think if it was the other way around, I would probably care too.
You would. I think you would point it out.
No.
You have to.
It depends what we're talking about.
Oh, so right.
Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alex and Benicia. Is the bleeped out word sleeve?
The hole in your sleeve. Hey, you got a hole in your sleeve?
I almost went on a date with her, but did you see the size of her sleeve hole? I can't. Nope, that's too much for me.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori in Working Hill, and my guess is sink. Have a great day. Bye.
You think she means like kitchen sink or a sinkhole? If it was a sinkhole that like you're about to fall into, I think that's a valid concern.
Kitchen sink, don't really care.
Yeah, I don't care about a woman's sink.
Hole.
Morning, JV Show. This is Kyle from Manteca. And I believe the bleeped out word is piercing hole. How big is the piercing hole? Have a good day, guys.
That's a good guess.
This depends what we're talking about that's pierced. That's a popular guess this morning. A lot of people were guessing the piercing hole. Is that something that a guy should be concerned? Well, I guess it would.
If people wear gauges, it stretches out their ear hole.
It's not for everyone.
And then they take the thing out and it's just a big gaping hole.
And I heard it smells really nasty.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just don't smell it.
I don't want to smell her hole.
All right.
Piercing hole.
No one has gotten it yet. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly in order to win this JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what that word is and you want to leave your guess, do it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I think it's fair for a guy to be concerned about the size of the hole in a woman's...
I mean, sure.
It's going to impact you for sure.
Just remember, this is a family show, so it's not anything.
A hot dog down
a hallway. Yeah. It's not that type of situation here. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show fam. This is Marcus from Tracy. And I think the bleeped out word today is ceiling. Yeah, we got a hole in our ceiling.
Ceiling.
Oh, no.
You have a hole in your ceiling?
It sounded like he did have a hole in his
ceiling. Careful, it's going to rain.
Ceiling. You can have a hole in your ceiling, you just don't want a hole in the roof above the ceiling, right? I mean, the roof's where it was keeping the water out.
I don't even want a hole in my ceiling.
Well,
I feel like there's just like creatures and critters up there and stuff.
There are.
I don't want that.
There are.
Hi, it's Kristen from Fairfield, and I guess the bleeped out word is jeans.
That was actually Ellie.
Okay.
Bye.
Great guess, Ellie.
This is Kristen. Actually, that was Ellie. Why? Because she's maybe got a split personality.
Hole in your jeans.
Hole in your jeans. Great guess, but yeah, that's not it.
Good morning, guys. It's Kat Owens on that creek, and I think the bleeped out word is story. Hole in her story.
Ooh, I love that guess.
That was a popular guess this morning. Mm-hmm. Hole in your story.
That's a good one.
That is a cause for concern.
Yeah. You got a liar on your hand.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is pants. Holes in our pants, because we always wear the, like, tear jeans. Anyways, have a good day.
Does that concern you?
I mean, it would concern me, like, if you had a hole in your pants that went from, like, the upper thigh all the way down to your ankle, I'd be like, what's the point? You know, like, why are you wearing those pants? But, like, the ripped jeans, whatever, who cares?
God, I hated when those first came out and, like, everybody's wearing them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like...
I'm still wearing them.
I do, too. But, like, every person would come up to you, hey, you got a hole in your pants. Gotcha. Yeah. Like, shut up. It's not even funny.
Shut up. I know that.
Not even funny. They came like this. All right. So, did nobody get the word today?
Nope.
Dang it. All right. So, here's today's clip, Unbleeped. Listen up.
I think it's fair for a guy to be concerned about the size of the hole in a woman's boat.
Because you'll sink, you guys. You don't want to get on a boat with a hole in it. I mean, that just seems so obvious to me. Yeah, you don't want to get on a boat with a hole in it. Come on.
Dang
it. I would have never guessed that.
Me either.
Think about things you don't want a hole in, and a boat is number one.
That is a good point.
way before ceiling or roof. And look, those were good guesses. And hole in the story and hole in her logic. And these are some other the other popular guesses. Mm-hmm. Somebody even guessed tire. That was a great guess
that
as well. You don't
guess.
Want a hole in your tire. But what's the number one thing you don't want a hole in?
My bed.
That too. But my
boat.
Inflatable hot tub. Oh.
Well, yeah. That too. Yeah. Do you still have that thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, so no shout-outs to give.
No shout-outs to give, no chug mug to give. And I guess our only thing, the only salvation we've got to look forward to is the Yup Nope game, which is coming up pretty soon. And we will be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Now, look, I don't want to jinx it, but what's today, Thursday?
Yeah.
And Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we've had somebody on, and they have won the game and won that, despite the immense pressure that it takes to win that game in front of everybody listening in the Bay Area who's so salty that they didn't get through and want to see you fail.
Right.
And those people have persevered and won the game. And I think all fairly, too, with no cheating, which is rare for this show because people love to try to cheat during that game. And so, look, I don't want to jinx it, but today's Thursday, and I feel like we've got another winner coming our way.
I hope so. So if you think you've got what it takes.
If you got the guts.
If you got the guts. Yeah, then be here with us next for that game, for that chance to win this 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's welcome Julio to the show.
Woo-hoo!
Good morning, Julio.
Hey, morning.
Morning. So we don't have any time for the shenanigans this morning. We have
Cut
Disneyland
the
Resort.
Chit-chat. Let's get to the good stuff.
We have Disneyland Resort tickets on the line, and we know you want to win them. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct. And then, Jess, what are the ticket details?
Okay, it's 4 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland Resort tickets.
Julio, are you ready?
Yeah.
No pressure or anything.
Yeah, no pressure. Hopefully,
I'm nervous, so I'm feeling the nerves.
Hopefully, you have a change of underwear in your glove box because this is.
Graham says every man does. Do you, in fact?
Yeah, I do. A bucket and that too.
Smart.
All right. Question number 1: Uzma Kappa was the name of the fraternity that Mike and Sully joined in what Disney Pixar movie?
Monster Inc. I don't.
Nope.
So close. Monsters University was like a sequel.
Dude, I love that movie. That's a classic. The brothers at Uzma Kappa? Come on. Selena, you look at it like you've never seen this movie.
I've never seen that movie.
Have you seen Monsters, Inc.?
Yes.
How have you not watched Monsters University? It's better than Monsters, Inc.?
I don't know.
Oh, you should watch it. All right, question number 2. Let's you got to clean sweep it from here on out. All right, question number 2. Nepal is a country that's located on what continent?
Oh, man.
Come on.
Europe? I don't know.
No.
Oh, no.
Graham, you jinxed him.
I did jinx it earlier because I was like, I feel like whoever's going to play today because we've had a winner every day this week. And now we're 0-2. Oh, now you
Here
just got to
go.
Avoid the holy horrible
Here we
trivia.
Go with question number 3. What is the common name for the colorful spectacle, the Aurora Borealis? Like, a.k.a. what?
The Northern Light?
Yep.
Yes, there we go. Woo, oh my God, you're on the board.
Back to question number 2, because we didn't say what the answer was. Asia was the answer for what continent Nepal is on. It's not Europe, Asia. Northern Lights, correct answer there. You got 1, so you've avoided the holy horrible trivia. Let's just finish strong. Question number 4, ICYMI is a common acronym that stands for what?
ICYMI.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. ICYMI.
You've seen this before.
Yeah. Think
about
it. In
case you missed it.
Yep.
There it is. You knew you knew that.
It's easier to, when you hear it said out loud.
You have to write it down.
Yeah, you got
to
see it, and then you know what it means.
Okay,
well,
you got 2 out of 4. You didn't win.
But number 1, he was so close. Like, he knew
it. Son of a Monsters, Inc. We're giving away Disneyland tickets, and that's a question about a Disney movie. Like, hello, you should know that. Monsters University, great movie, by the way. I cannot recommend enough.
Julio. I'm so sorry. You didn't win. But don't hang up.
Oh, no.
Don't hang up. I'll put you on hold really quick. Oh, my God. That sucks.
Hopefully, you can work some magic with Jess.
Yes. And everyone else, we do have more Disneyland Resort tickets to give away. You got to leave us a talk back now. Let us know that you want these tickets. 925. We are going to play the winning talk back. Mm-hmm. If it's yours, You're going to have 10 minutes, then call us back to claim your ticket. So leave a talk back now. Listen back 9:25. Graham, I have a birthday talk back before we get to your DMs.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marco in San Jose. Wanted to give a special happy birthday shout out to my little girl, Tiana. She's turning 8 today. Oh, I got an 8-year-old on my hands. And to my other daughter, Aurelia, whose birthday is in a couple of days as well. Happy birthday, Aurelia and Tiana, Daddy, Mommy,
I'm
and the
mommy.
Rest of the family. Love you.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday.
Double birthday.
Yeah.
Nice.
You say Aurelia Borealis? We were just talking about her a minute ago.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah, two birthdays there.
Who gives a fart?
Right, a couple DM slides here. First one, hey, Graham, I was wondering if you could give my brother Jaden, who's turning 12, a birthday shout-out and say it's from Raymond, Mom, Dad, and Max. Thank you so much. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Jaden. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, first let me start by saying thank you for always reading my shout-outs. You're welcome. I really appreciate it. You'd be shocked at how many people never say thank you. It's about 95%. Can you shout-out my... I'm not bitter at all. Can you shout-out my son Leo's soccer team? Oh, we're giving soccer team shout outs now. They'll be representing Hayward in a tournament in Reno this weekend. Just want to wish them all the luck in the world and also ask the Bay Area to send all the good positive vibes possible. Let's go Titans!
Titans,
thank you.
Yeah.
And that is from Nancy. All right, Titans, do it for Hayward, do it for the
good
stack
luck.
And do it for the Bay Area.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Morning JV Show and a special happy birthday morning to Philip with one L. April 9th, top of the line, you know, the JV Show and your girlfriend had to hit you with it one more time. Is this whole thing a rap?
Is it a rap? Yeah,
it might
love
be.
It.
Let's see the next line. You are my cinema, my inspiration for song. So glad we decided to pick up right where we left off. I was hoping
maybe
song,
not.
Like it could have said bong or something. Anyways, T minus 1 week until we're back in the desert with our much deserved empanadas. All right.
Ooh.
Yes. Happy birthday to
happy
a Philip with one L. He knows who he is because he's the only Philip with one L.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
And Stefan Diggs.
Uh-huh.
Have sparked reconciliation rumors.
I knew
details
it.
Are next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Bro.
What?
Cardi B and Stefan Diggs have sparked reconciliation rumors. So we've known about Cardi and Stefan's breakup since Super Bowl weekend is, I think, when we really started to like be like, what is going on between them? Who knows when they actually called it quits? Probably a little before then. But listen to this. Last night, Cardi performed in Washington, D.C., and Stefan was there at the show. There is video of him and his brother and his mom and I think his sister. Basically, his entire family was there, and they're all dancing and having fun. Now, Stefan even went to her after party. You know, after every show, she throws an after party where fans and everybody can go, and she has her own little section and stuff. Stefan went to her after party. Here's where things get really interesting. When they were leaving the club, she walks over to Stefan's car. He's like already in the car in the street. She goes to the driver window. She talks to him for a little bit. Who knows about what? And then she walks around the car, gets in on the passenger side, and they
the
drove
car
off.
Started rocking and moving around,
don't
and the
come
windows were getting all steamy, and who knows what was going
but
on.
But they drove off together.
Oh
my gosh, Cardi! No,
are we here for the possibility of them getting back together? I was surprised by the comments. A lot of them were actually positive.
Really?
Not all of them, but there were a lot of people like she seemed her happiest when she was with him. Like maybe they just need a fresh restart. Like who really knows what went sideways with them? Maybe they just needed some time. And if she's happy and they can make it work for their son, like good for them. What do you guys think? And, well, and also, let me just say, this could also just be a hookup. You know, they still don't follow each other on Instagram. I just checked if that means anything.
It does in 2026, unfortunately. I mean, first question, are we surprised at all by this?
No.
No.
Not really.
Cardi has in the past gone back to the exes, you know, that have done awful, more awful in public things, right? That we like could confirm that she was like officially cheated on. The Stefan Diggs one, I mean, we knew he flew another baby mom out to the Super Bowl. Is that what the whole breakup was?
I mean,
over?
That was
did
like the rumor,
that?
But nobody really knows.
Okay.
Did he fly her out or did this woman like buy her own tickets? Like, who knows?
There you go. So.
But I mean, it must have been enough for her to be like, okay, we're done for now.
But did it stem from, you know, the ex at the Super Bowl? We don't know. Sources just said, like, Cardi just felt she couldn't trust him. She needed time. So she just, like, pulled back. you know, things were getting too complicated.
Okay. But I'm just saying, in I guess at least in the court of public opinion, it seems easier to go back to somebody when, like, the details are a little more murky than, let's say, in past relationships where, like, we knew what happened.
Yes.
Right. Okay, let's make our predictions. Will they get back together?
Did we already make predictions on this?
I feel like we had made predictions about them in the past.
We have, but that was whether or not they were already engaged. It was something having to do with that. So, yeah, we went a little too far.
Yeah. They could have been. We don't know.
So do you guys think they will get back together?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to say no.
I think for a short time.
Okay. That's so locked in.
Yes, and you're saying no, Jess.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Lock it in. Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
Father and son got to throw out the first pitch at the Giants game yesterday, and it's all because of what they're currently doing to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. This is cool. So Scott Pesch and his son Ethan, Ethan's not a little kid, he looks like he's maybe 20 or something, they're currently on the beginning stages of an epic bike ride journey where they're going to ride and catch a baseball game at every single Major League Baseball stadium. They started their journey in Seattle at T-Mobile Park over this past weekend. Then they rode all the way down to Sacramento to catch a Las Vegas Sacramento A's, formerly of Oakland, game. And then they rode here to the city. They got here yesterday, so three ballparks down. Again, they threw out the first pitch yesterday, which was good luck because the Giants won, blanked the Phillies yesterday for their second win in a row, which was great. 27 ballparks to go, and this ride, if they're able to finish it, will have a total mileage of more than 9,000 miles across the country as they zigzag and bounce all over to all the different Major League Baseball parks. Again, every mile that they're traveling, they're hoping to raise money for St. Jude's Hospital, which is awesome. They've got a GoFundMe set up for that and a site, I think,
that
where you can track their progress. But can you imagine riding 9,000 total miles? Cool thing to, you know, for father and son to do. But I get on that exercise bike at the gym and my junk goes to sleep after 10 minutes on that seat. Can you imagine being on one for 9,000 miles?
Oh, hell no. Fall off.
And I don't know. They say their journey expected to end September 26th. Again, it is April 9th and they are three ballparks in all the way. And they plan to finish the 26th of September at a Miami Marlins game. I need to take a look at the map of just the route that they're taking. I'm sure they planned it out because they have to, again, they're trying to catch a game at each of these stops as well, which takes some scheduling, you know, and then also just a whole lot of pedaling.
Yeah. Yikes. I love that the Giants highlighted them and let them throw the first pitch. That's really
very,
cool.
Very cool. All right, we are getting closer to your chance to win another 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Get your talkbacks in. I cannot stress to you enough. I mean, that's the only way that you're going to win these tickets. It's a talkback contest. Mm-hmm. Get those talkbacks in now, letting us know you want these Disneyland Resort tickets. 9:25, we're going to be playing the winning talkback. It could be yours. If it is yours, you're going to have 10 minutes to give us a call back to claim your ticket. So two parts to this. One, leave a talkback. Two, listen at 9:25. Next on the JV Show, Graham, have you been seeing these headlines about the automatic draft registration?
I have.
That's going to be enacted. Mm-hmm. Jess's jaw just dropped. Yeah, let's talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I saw a lot of headlines yesterday as I'm doom scrolling on Instagram that men, when they become 18, instead of having to like manually register for the selective service, which is, you know, in case the government decides to start drafting men.
Like in case they decide to start a war with some foreign country for no reason. They're like, we need more troops.
Isn't that what's happening?
Interesting.
Now, anyways, they're making a change because before, like when men turned 18, it's like you would have a choice to sign up for the to enroll in the selective service in the event of a draft, or if not, you know, risk going to prison. So it's not really much of a choice. There are consequences. You're supposed to do it. So I don't know if guys just aren't doing it anymore. But starting in December, qualifying men are going to be enrolled whether they want to or not.
Oof.
Well, nobody wants to register for the draft.
So
it's just one of those things that you've always been forced to. You just have to.
Graham, did you have to do this?
Yes, of course. But it was by mail. So now, and look, nobody checks their mail anymore. Selena, when's the last time you opened your mailbox?
Maybe like 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks. Jeez, I thought you were going to say 3 years. That's actually faster.
Thank you.
You've actually sped things up a bit. But yeah, I guess that's just like, you know, everything's just sort of online and whatever. And if they can just automatically renew it for you or whatever, automatically enroll you,
because
why
I don't
not?
Even, that's I don't how everything else think, works. I don't think a lot of like the younger generation in this age range, 18 to 25 or even, you know, teens that are, you know, that's going to be something coming up for them. I don't think they even know like about like the draft is still a thing, that it still exists. Look, we haven't had to use it in a long time, but they don't even know that this is still an ongoing
thing,
part of our country system.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, look, we have one of the largest standing militaries in the world, so it's like you, the odds that you would ever actually get drafted. I mean, the registration is one thing, and people, this is grabbing a bunch of headlines. Oh my God, you know, because people have forgotten about it. But it's one of those things that, like, your odds of being drafted extremely, extremely low, where they would need that many additional soldiers coming up to fight some war.
And
I used to think
change?
That until about a month ago, when we were just like, let's destabilize an entire region by going to war with the country for no reason. But that's a different topic. So now, you know, I understand. In a moment like right now, where war and things like that is at the top of everybody's mind, I understand, you know, why this is
scary,
a lot bigger of a headline than it is. Yeah. And like, because in past years, you wouldn't even really bat an eye at this. You'd be like,
yeah,
it's nothing. That's sort of just a throwaway thing. Yeah, whatever. But it is interesting, as you know, I remember doing that, where you have to sign the thing or whatever that acknowledges that, yeah, you're, you know, I can't even remember what the paperwork was. I mean, I'm only 28 and a half. So
Wasn't that long,
it's been 10 years. Yeah, it was a while ago. You didn't really think about it.
So you lose a lot of memory in that time. You know, all the partying that you've done.
That's a decade. I mean, that's a decade, yeah.
Yeah, plus dad brain, obviously.
You know, a lot of drinking.
A lot of factors at play here.
Speaking of the ongoing conflict, because, you know, I don't know if you guys followed it, and we talked about it yesterday. You know, we had a two-week ceasefire, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. And that didn't seem to really hold up. I mean, they're sort of tentatively still in place, but there were still strikes happening and stuff like that. And the strait was supposed to be reopened and hasn't really been reopened. So I don't really know what this ceasefire means at this point. And neither do, obviously, any of the commodities trading, because oil prices are still, anybody that's gotten gas over the last couple weeks knows that it's
ridiculous.
Gas prices are sky high. And I filled up yesterday after I picked my kids up from school. And my son, he almost had a heart attack when he looked over at the pump when it was done pumping. He's like, $103? And I was like, I hadn't even taken a moment to glance and look and see that for the first time in several years, it was over $100 to fill my tank, where normally it would be, say, 70. I got to get my, let's just get the calculator out here really quick, because, you know, I go to the gas station twice a week, right? And if we're up about $30 each visit, so okay, so 30 and then times 2, and then you got 60, and then you got 52 weeks a year. Let's say
that. Oh my God.
That's a $3,120 extra that I'm adding to my budget. Now, look, it's easy for billionaires to say, well, no, this is just, that's no big deal that gas and eggs and things like this cost more. They don't know what a gallon of gas, they've never pumped their own gas. They've never bought a carton of eggs. They have no idea. So
that's crazy.
I'm just like, that is a huge budgetary impact for you
us
know,
normal people,
for us norms,
yes.
For a family, if you're a commuter like I am that drives a long way, like, holy crap, this adds up really quick. And they can, and politicians can be like, oh, it's no big deal, it's a temporary the prices of everything because of inflation or whatever. The problem is they don't drop back down to what it was before. No retailer, no egg seller, whatever, is going to be like, let's bring it back down to $1.25
for it. We raise the prices and they're paying it, so why lower it?
While prices may soften, may come down a little bit, they've now set a new floor. They're not going to go below that, you know, a certain price, because they know people will continue to pay it. And so we just have less and less money. Meanwhile, the billionaires and people that own and massive corporations coming just get richer and richer and richer. And are figuring out ways, by the way, with AI to lay off more humans, so they get even richer.
Perfect.
When you graph this and they talk about the K-shaped economy, and I could rant about this all day long, and I won't because our boss is probably like, dude, shut up. I mean, you have one line on the graph, that's people that are rich, and they are getting more. And the other line on the graph, because that's the other part of the K, the leg going down of the K, that's the rest of us and our spending power and our dollars. Ouch.
Oh, it's like... I want to stay informed on everything that's happening, but at the same time,
it's so depressing. Yeah. That honestly, I don't. If I see something on Instagram about anything having to do with the economy or, you know, the conflicts, I scroll past it. I can't even bother to read it.
It's so tough. Stressful.
It really is. More positivity, though, coming up next on the JV Show.
I can use some.
We're going to kick off our meeting in the ladies' room coming up next year.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, I just saw a headline.
Oh, no. A bad one?
That Diddy could be a free man today.
Today?
His team is appearing before a judge, his lawyers, with a pretty solid argument. And I'll tell you more about that 8:55 because, oh my God, if he just gets to walk out of there today,
bro,
that would be insane.
Not going to happen.
We'll discuss at 8:50 inside today's Hottest Trending. But right now,
got a meeting in the ladies' room.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
Graham.
I need all the ladies to put on their detective caps.
Ooh.
Launch into full investigation mode. You, Selena, you, Jess, and every lady listening, because I know you ladies love to catch a guy cheating. And I need to know, inside the JV Show's newest segment, are they cheating? Go look at these pictures. JV Morning Show on Instagram, on our story. This was a big headline yesterday. Patriots coach Mike Vrabel and NFL reporter, very well-known NFL insider Diana Rossini, spotted in some pictures at this luxury hotel getaway spa resort in Arizona. And these pictures show them lounging in the pool, both in their swimsuits. One picture shows them embracing, locked fingers, hand in hand, both hands, and kind of looking at each other. And the other one shows them hugging. Now, both of them are married to other people. Ooh. Which is why these pictures are really took off and went viral. They've responded to these saying these are out of context. We're just friends, nothing more. People that took these pictures and saw them at this hotel in Arizona, because both of them were like, Diana was like, I was there with some friends. We were on a hiking trip. And Mike Vrabel's like, I was there for something else. And the reports are saying nobody saw them with any other people there. They've only just seen the two of them together. Now, look at these pictures, because they both come out and said these are just out of context. This is just two friends saying hello to each other and hanging out. Even Diana Rossini's boss on NBC said the same thing. This is nothing. You're just seeing these out of context. Look at these pictures. And again, JV Morning Show on Instagram. I need every lady to put their investigative hat on and look at these. And you tell me, are they cheating?
Yes.
What?
They for sure
I've already done my full investigation.
Yeah.
Okay, give me your evidence. Back it up.
Okay, so let's run through every picture. There's three photos. If you go to our Instagram story, there's one stacked on top of the other, stacked on top of the other. If we start with the very first one, which is them lounging in a swimming pool, I don't see any other friends in the photo. It is just them. And if it was me and just like a business partner or a friend, I don't think I would feel fully comfortable being almost naked. You're in a bathing suit lounging next to this person who is married, and he looks way too comfortable, completely lying down on his back, one arm up, just like so relaxed. This is not like a friendly business type of meeting. You guys aren't colleagues.
All right, well, let me enter this into evidence and just slightly object there, because a lot of people are saying, and I've heard a lot of different, you know, NBA insider reporters, NFL insiders, whatever, this is how they get. They'll take the inside access to a coach or to a player any way that they can get it. The reason that they are the person is they're the first one to tweet out a story or break a story about a big trade or whatever is because they have a personal relationship with somebody. And that's what they're sort of framing this as. A lot of people that are defending them saying they're not cheating. This is, hey, look, if this is your chance to, you know, engage with an NFL coach and get some tips and get a lead on some stories, and you got to hang out with them in the pool, you got to hang out with them in the pool.
Okay. And that picture, according to my investigation, that one's actually the least damning one.
Yep.
They're in a pool. Let's go down to the next one. They are holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
Locked
Explain
fingers.
This. It's the locked fingers. The only person who I lock my fingers with is my husband.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a different kind of hand-holding.
So they're facing each other. They have both hands out in front of them, and then all fingers interlocked on both hands.
That's cheating.
This is the picture that I'm going to have trouble launching an objection to, and I haven't weighed in to tell you guys what I'm thinking yet, but this one is the toughest one in my mind to defend, because you're right. I would only do this with the person I'm involved with romantically.
Yes.
I can't see.
Let's say you and your bestie do hold hands.
I wouldn't even
then
this.
It's like the cupping of the hand. It's a different kind of hand. Like, this is a very distinct hand holding technique here that you only do with someone you're in a relationship with.
Okay, devil's advocate. What if this started as a high five, a high ten, and then they interlocked and just went down for a second?
That's
and
even
you
worse.
You're just catching a snapshot.
But you don't do that. You don't. Why the interlocking period?
And it seems like they interlocked, and then that's when the third photo followed, because he pulled her in for
a hug. This one, to me, is the most damning of them all, because look at the
picture
kind of...
Picture number two is the worst.
No, I think this one, because it's a front hug. You guys, you know me, I don't do front hugs. I do always do a side hug, because I don't want my bazoomer smashed on somebody. It's the kind of hug, and he's double arm hugging her. Well, two arms around her.
See, if I would double arm hug a lot of people, this one is the least evidentiary in my mind to cheating, because they are both sort of turned to the side. You hug someone you're interested in, your head goes over their shoulder, right next to the side of their face, and he is sort of doing a more upright, like if I was into someone, like there's a height differential and they're shorter, I'm doing a full lean forward and down so I can Joe Biden their hair.
I mean, it's like they're both clearly... That's disgusting. But they're both clearly looking at something. That's why their heads are turned to the side. And this is just 1 second. He could have leaned in after this. His arms aren't even fully on her yet.
I think this hug gives more friend vibes to me than the picture before with the interlocked fingers.
Because it's front to front.
Yeah. I think after this picture, they looked at each other and kissed. Because they're cheating. That's my verdict.
Yeah, guilty.
I'm with you guys. I think there's something afoul here. Like, it just doesn't... They're both, like, at this sort of exclusive, remote resort thing. It's not like bumping into somebody in a hotel lobby. Like, you sort of have to plan to cross... You have to plan to cross paths here. Otherwise, this would be the greatest coincidence of all time. They're both like, well, we were here... I was here doing this, and I'm covering the NFL here, and I don't know. It just...
What a coinky-dink. Let's both take our clothes off and go in the pool.
It's the intertwined hands for me. I just can't imagine
doing that.
Even if I was a reporter and I'm trying to get the story, and I get maybe that's what she's doing, and so maybe she's playing that game and just sort of flirting with him to stay in his good graces. I don't know. Does it?
No.
If that's the case, that do you? Because there is a lot of people online saying, because it's a woman, if a guy was doing this stuff to try to get a story or whatever, everyone would be like, oh, that's just a hardworking journalist right there, whatever it takes to get the story. But because it's a woman and she's there in a bikini in the pool or whatever, people are judging her more harshly for this. Any thoughts on that?
I think I'm judging anyone who's married and doing that, because that's crossing a boundary. Like, how does your partner feel about this?
You can still journal and be fully clothed.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think if my wife was on an in-pool lounge in her bikini next to some dude and there was nobody else around in the picture, I'd be like, no thank you.
Yeah, and if it was my husband, like, I don't think I would appreciate that very much, you know?
Right.
I don't think gender really plays a role. Go ahead, Jess.
I don't see a pen and paper. Where is she taking notes? I don't think she's just memorizing
everything.
In
the cloud.
Yeah, she's downloading to the cloud quickly, or uploading.
We are going to continue this meeting in the ladies' room next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about, who are these people?
Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel caught in some compromising pictures with NFL insider star reporter Diana Rossini. They're both at a resort together, and they were both in their swimsuits in one of them, lounging in the pool
together.
They
were canoodling. I know, when I see one.
They had intertwined hands, both of them, and I asked the question, are they cheating?
Good morning, JV Show. It does not take an investigator to look at those pictures and think there's not something going on. If they're both married, would their spouses look at those pictures and be like, yeah, it looks totally innocent to me? No shot. Absolutely cheating. They got caught and they're trying to sweep it under the rug. Love you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, and she mentioned what I failed to mention there. Both of them married to other people.
Yes.
Long time.
Good morning, JV fam. Happy Thursday. Okay, so I saw the picture. Graham, buddy, come on, dude. You know they're cheating. You could tell from that picture, okay? I mean, there is no such thing. I mean, they are cheating. I agree 100% with Jess and Selena on this one. Yep, definitely cheating. Guarantee you, 100%. Anyway, love you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. And Graham, you agreed.
Yeah. To be clear, I was trying to play. I was trying to, you know, act as their lawyer to get him out of this. But I think I don't know.
It's
obvious. Doesn't seem defendable to me.
Yeah. We got more in our meeting in the ladies room.
Yep. I want to know if you think that this woman is overreacting over a cookie.
Is she overreacting?
That one, not such a great ring. Yeah. I like the other one better.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's a new segment. We're just workshopping it right now. Maybe we'll have a different name.
So a woman shared a story online saying that she still thinks about this thing that happened to her 14 months ago. And it still makes her mad.
So, every woman has one of those things.
Yeah, and 14 months is nothing. There's a few ladies listening like, I have this one thing from 10 years ago I'm still mad about. Y'all hold a grudge.
So this woman, when she was at the hospital about to give birth, the doctor comes in with 2 chocolate chip cookies. Now, she wasn't able to eat anything at the time because obviously she was in labor.
Mm-hmm.
So she handed both cookies to the husband, who was also in the room, and asked him to save her one for when she was done giving birth, because she was like, those hospital cookies are always the best. Like, I couldn't wait to eat this cookie, but obviously I couldn't at the time. So gives both to him after she gives birth, which was a traumatic one, by the way. She's like, I asked my husband for my cookie and he said he had already eaten both.
Oh, no.
So people, of course, in the comments are like, after she shared this story saying how she was still bothered by this, they were like, how inconsiderate of him. How dare he eat those cookies? So people in the comments are tearing up her relationship. And now she's having to go in the comments and defend the husband, saying, like, he's actually, like, the best husband ever. But it's like, you posted this video saying you're still mad about this. Clearly, you, either at the time or now, think that there was something inconsiderate in it.
I guess the segment should be called, Can You Defend It?
Oh, I like it.
Selena?
No, I can't. If she weren't pregnant and in labor, I think it wouldn't have been such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she was in, like, I guess in the husband's defense, you don't really know how what it feels like to be pregnant and, like, craving something. And there's nothing that is going to satisfy that craving except for that one thing. And it's all you can think about. And, like, you just have to have it or you might shrivel up and die. Like, you might die. That's what it feels like. And then for him to, like, eat both. Yeah, he didn't know that. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
But you know she's pregnant. Come on. Everybody knows about these pregnancy cravings. Like, you don't deprive a pregnant woman of something that she wants.
But have you ever eaten a cookie and it is so good that you just have to have another one? We've all had that happen.
We have all had that happen.
Yes.
Do we know what kind of cookie this was?
It was a chocolate chip cookie.
If it was a white chocolate chip cookie from Subway, I get it. Bro, I would have eaten 12 of them. If my wife's like, can you save me one of the 12? Sorry,
if
I'm dusting every single
one.
If
your wife who was pregnant and in labor was like, I just want one, set one aside for me. You wouldn't do that for her?
Not if they were the white chocolate chip cookies from Subway. Those are so good. If they were baked fresh that day, which they're supposed to be, but sometimes you get the day olds and they're kind of crispy. The soft and chewy ones. Oh my God.
No.
Sorry, wife.
No.
You're already
maybe
in that.
You're in the wrong.
Maybe the next kid, I'll give you one.
No, you're already in that room, literally lounging, waiting for this baby to pop out, not doing any of the work. And then on top of that, you're eating the cookies.
Right.
It's bigger than the cookie.
What if this was, because look, I'm with you, particularly in that situation, you are at the beck and call of your wife or girlfriend or whoever it is that's giving about to give birth to your kid. You, any demand, I don't care how ridiculous it is, you obey that demand. That's the one they can say and ask for anything. I don't care what it is, you do it. Now, what if this is just like a normal afternoon? And he comes home with a couple
not
of cookies.
Pregnant?
Not pregnant. This is just your normal relationship because you guys care. Jess, you say you're not going to have kids, so you can't relate to this pregnancy one. Selena, you've been pregnant before, obviously. But so this is just your normal relationship. The person you're dating now or married to or engaged to, I should say. And you say, hey, could you just save me one of those cookies? And then you find out later they ate both of them. What level of anger are you? Are you holding on to it for 14 months?
No. I'm like, really? You couldn't just? I just wanted one. I'm annoyed, but that's something that I think I'd be able to like laugh off and get over.
But I would
after
hope
a few days.
After a few days of snarky remarks,
silent treatment. No, but I would hope.
Don't ask your dad to do that. He'll just take it for himself.
I'd hope that if it was an honest mistake and he was like, oh, I forgot to save you when I just ate both, that he'd be like,
oh, I thought there were more.
Yeah.
More than that.
That he'd be like, oh, but I'm going to go get you some right now.
And then you'd be like, no, it's not that serious. At least I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that mad.
This one is the. There's something about that delivery room scenario that makes that the ultimate betrayal.
Yeah. Do you want to hear about the time my husband betrayed me when I was pregnant?
Yeah. Yes.
The only thing I wanted, and I probably have shared this story before, the only thing I wanted when I was pregnant was In-N-Out.
Oh.
And I remember driving home when we passed the, we're on 880, we passed the one in San Leandro. I'm like, there's one right there. I'm like, all good, we're going this way. There's another one in Union City. We can just stop right there. I just really, really want In-N-Out. And he's like, yeah, that just doesn't sound good to me.
Oh, no,
and
bro.
He didn't get me In-N-Out.
Bro.
And then, like a couple months later, and I still bring this up to him whenever we have
In-N-Out. Y'all hold a grudge.
Yeah. Listen, no, and then a couple months later, because I'm like so pregnant and I wasn't feeling well, he goes to pick up my sister is flying in from Seattle. She lives in Seattle at the time. Picks her up from the airport and she's like, oh my God, I would just really like some In-N-Out. We don't have In-N-Out in Seattle. Takes her to In-N-Out.
Dude, the ultimate betrayal.
Oh my God. And I still to this day will not let that man live there.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. The audacity.
I know.
Wow.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yo, Sam from San Jose. Sam Jose here. About the cookie, I mean, I'm solution-based. If I wanted that cookie that bad, I would ask them to bring me 17 more. And the husband could have done the same, but, like, if they were that good, hubby, maybe hook me up with another, like, platter and don't eat them all. This could have been solved if they just asked for another one.
Yeah, what about that? Yeah. Walk your ass down to the cafeteria and go get more.
You telling the pregnant lady to do
No.
You walk your ass down. I don't care you're in labor. You walk your ass down there and get some more cookies. Yeah, they were hospital cookies in the story we were
They're
just discussing.
They're free and unlimited.
Yeah, there's got to be some more of them, right?
Yeah, but the principle, you know, he ate what was hers.
I can see that. Graham, are you ready to go for trending now?
Yeah, what the hell?
Let's do it. Let me just move that, get that out of there.
Bye, Beaver.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
So Diddy could be a free man today?
What?
No. What Why? Is going on? Okay, listen. So his lawyers are appearing before a federal appeals court today to argue that his freak-offs were not a violation of any law. So the Mann Act, which is what Diddy was convicted of, prohibits the transportation of prostitutes across state lines to engage in, you know what kind of acts they do. They're saying the Mann Act doesn't apply here because these freak-offs, they were performances. They used costumes. They did role play. They had lighting. They filmed the entire thing for Diddy and his girlfriends to, you know, watch back later or whatever. And a production of this kind of material is protected by the First Amendment and therefore cannot be prosecuted.
Oh,
so they're saying
no.
This is more of a production than like a transaction. They're also arguing that the 50-month sentence Diddy got is way out of line with sentencing guidelines. The typical sentence is 15 months and Diddy's already served 19. So they're claiming the judge considered evidence connected with more serious charges like racketeering and trafficking, which Diddy was acquitted of. So the judge shouldn't have considered those things anyways. So Diddy's lawyers are laying down their argument this morning. And if it goes their way, Diddy could be a free man today, given all the time he's already served.
Oh, my God.
This is an interesting little angle they're trying to legally maneuver here. Why wouldn't they have tried to maneuver this during the trial? Like, they just now, this idea just now dawned on him? Oh, wait, let's do this.
I guess so.
Like, you have the most expensive lawyers on the planet. How do they not think of this one?
We should try. I don't know.
Tried this one before. I don't think this.
I don't know. It seems like a pretty solid argument.
I mean, I understand
you
the
say the same thing
sure.
about, you know, the adult film stars. Yeah, they're flying here and there to produce this type of content. They're getting paid, but it's not like prostitution. You know what I mean? This is it's a production.
But
that's what they're trying to say this was.
But Diddy was like drugging people and people were in these being shot in these movies. They didn't even know they were in it. You know what I mean?
Like that's not the charges he was facing. So to consider anything other than the Mann Act.
See, that makes
not
me
allowed.
Mad. That makes me so mad that he's done such awful things
I know.
We could still be like, oh, but this tiny little clause.
I know, but we can't consider that when sentencing him because that he was acquitted
because
of
those. Because they dropped many of the other charges and here are the ones that he was found guilty on. Like, the fact that they couldn't have brought him to, didn't think they could get a guilty verdict from a jury on a bunch of the other counts that they didn't even include, that they could have and should have, in my mind. And then, like, then the jury comes back and only finds him guilty on these ones. I guess, yeah. I mean, if you're looking at the letter of the law, he's probably got a little bit of an argument there.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly frustrating.
If he walks today,
no.
Insane. So much tension between Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney. Tuesday night, they were at the season 3 premiere of Euphoria in L.A. Obviously, the entire cast was there. They're saying that Zendaya and Sydney basically avoided each other the entire time. Of course, talk of their feud is nothing new. During the press tour, they kept interactions to a minimum. There's also been a ban on journalists asking them about the feud, which is why neither of them has ever said anything about it. As for why they're feuding, political differences, you know, Zendaya didn't appreciate the "my jeans are blue" campaign. And this is new information, at least for me, but some are reporting that Zendaya noticed Sydney was kind of flirty with her man, Tom Holland, when he would come to set while they were shooting. So I don't know, but tensions have been building between them, and they reportedly cannot wait for Euphoria to just be done so they can go their separate ways. That's, and you know, awkward. This is the final season, so their time having to be around each other is pretty much wrapping up. Season 3 premieres on Sunday on HBO Max.
Wow.
And at the LA premiere, the creator dedicated the season to Angus Cloud, who we lost in 2023, mm-hmm. and also Eric Dane. This is one of his last roles before he passed away in February.
Oh, wow. I got to start on season 1.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm on season 1, episode 2.
I'm on season 1, episode 1.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Haven't started.
Yes. I watched both seasons, but I don't remember anything anymore.
So you got to start back season 1, too.
It's been a while.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, Phil's Coffee, you know, the very popular chain that started right here in the Bay Area, in the Mission District in San Francisco. They confirmed yesterday they are making a change, and it has a lot of people upset. The CEO of the company said that they are going to remove pride flags from all of their locations nationwide. Phil's Coffee currently operates over 60 locations across California, and then they have some in Chicago as well. Now, the CEO is saying it's not just the pride flags that they're going to remove. It's all the flags because, quote, "At Phil's, we have always believed everyone who walks through the door deserves to feel welcome and safe. And that belief is at the core of everything we do. This is a change in how our stores look, not in who we are."
I'm confused.
Who is feeling unsafe by seeing a rainbow flag? That's a you problem if you're scared of a rainbow.
So by putting flags that represent inclusivity,
right,
you're excluding.
So it seems
someone.
Like there's a certain group they want to target.
Because who else is hanging their flags up in other Phil's? Show me all the Phil's Coffee locations and show me the other flags that you are removing down. Are they a bunch of Confederate flags? No.
Right.
Nobody's ever hung those up in a Phil's. So what are the other flags there? A flag of California? What are the other flags that are hanging in your stores? It seems like it is only this one.
Right.
And again, a flag that's meant to represent inclusivity and acceptance for all. Suddenly that's making people feel unsafe. Who is that person?
I'm
I'd like
confused.
To talk to them about how scared they are.
Yeah.
Like, that's a you problem. That ain't the go. If you don't want to see a pride flag, it is very disappointing.
Anybody who is offended by this, that's, I mean,
go
for
get
me,
your coffee
that's
somewhere
not someone
else.
Who I'd want as a customer.
Right.
Exactly.
I think they're going to, unfortunately, see a lot of people turn their back. Phil's Coffee is delicious. I do love Phil's Coffee. But I think there are a lot of people that are going to be very offended by this.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Yes.
Bad move.
I think they handled very poorly.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jax. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Can we talk about neighbors? Like, I need to know how often you guys interact with your neighbors.
I try not to ever.
So you avoid them?
I try to.
Selena, like, is that person that's, like, peering out the blinds, like, to see, like, oh, I want to take my trash cans out, but they're out there.
Oh,
I
don't do the trash stuff,
okay.
Just so you know.
Okay. Should I go check my mail right now? Oh, wait, you don't check your mail either. Should I go into the outdoors at all?
But then my DoorDash outside.
When I'm, like, pulling up, though, I'm like, oh, my God, one of my neighbors is outside. It's like, what do I do?
You sit in the car and scroll for 20 minutes?
I don't sit in the car, but I just, like, pretend like I haven't seen them yet or just try not to make eye contact, or I start, like, talking to my kids and act like I'm preoccupied.
And we wonder why there's so much division in society, why nobody can get along with each other. We don't talk to each other.
But you know why, though? This neighbor is so nice, and I've gotten stuck in conversations with him many, many times, and he's really, really nice. But that's the thing, the conversations drag on.
Oh, yeah.
Because
because he, and every time we talk, and bless him, he's the sweetest man ever. He always tells us about his brain injuries. And so he forgets a lot of things. And so he always forgets when he tells us about his brain injuries. So we got to sit there for a long while. And you know what? Maybe I have a brain injury too. Because the reason why I avoid him is I cannot for the life of me remember his name.
What?
So there you go. I can't remember his name.
So why don't you just pretend like you've never heard the story before? And then yeah, the both of you are meeting for the first time.
Like,
each
hey,
time.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. I just moved in.
What's yeah, I just
name?
Moved in.
Yeah, he wouldn't know.
I don't know. I just can't face him because I can't remember his name.
Graham, I know you don't have that many neighbors now in yeah, your new house, but what was that like before? Because I think you guys had more of a like community feeling.
In both our last, our previous two places that we lived, we were very much involved in the neighborhood. Like there was a neighborhood group chat at our last place and everybody like, you know, looked out for one another or, hey, can you put my garbage cans out? We're going to be on vacation this week. It was like, it was cool. And that was a mix of like people that we weren't friends with and people we were friends with. And we made a bunch of, I mean, we made some lifelong friends of our neighbors in the last place we lived in Napa. And then we lived in San Rafael. We still routinely get together with our group of all our old neighborhood friends because there was a ton of young families that moved into that neighborhood mm-hmm, after us. And we still were hanging out with them in 2 weeks.
Like, wow. Yeah. So very close relationships. Mm-hmm. So apparently only a third of Americans actually feel like they have that strong bond with their neighbors and actually try to have a conversation with them. But a lot of people avoid their neighbors.
That's
which,
sad.
Yeah. And I've noticed that it obviously varies by city, by community, because when Ruben visits me, he'll say hi to neighbors that are walking in and out that I don't even say hi to, because I was, the last time he did it, I was like, oh, no, we don't talk here. Like,
yeah, really?
Don't do that, because now it's going to make me feel bad. It's going to make me look bad, look like the one that's like,
and rude. You're going to have to say hi going forward after that.
Yeah, but most of the part, we ignore each other. And I used to be a lot friendlier when I moved in, but I noticed that sometimes I'd be like, oh, hey, like, you know, good morning, or this and this. And they wouldn't even respond to me sometimes. Or they
so sad.
Yeah, or that they is. They would, but like, you, they're with a straight face, like,
like, why are you talking to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, so I stopped. And now, sometimes I do feel like I'm rude because I'm not saying anything if I walk past them, or I do try to avoid them altogether. Like, if I open my door and I hear somebody in the hallway, I'll slowly close it until they leave.
Wait till you hear the footsteps go by.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's safe to go out.
There was even one time where I was like pulling into the parking garage and then I saw one of my neighbors out and about. So I like turned around and went to the store instead.
Oh my God.
Jeez,
I see the that because that, I don't even do that. See, because that one, just like you said, Selena, like that one, he's so nice. So, so nice. But he makes a lot of conversation and sometimes he asks too many questions, like, oh, so how, like, where do you work, or how's
somebody
work?
Taking like, an interest in having a human connection?
But
and
I live
someday
alone.
Someday your apartment building is going to be on fire, and I that know. Guy's going to be rescuing everybody else's pets except yours. He's going to be like, "That's the one."
You're
she
right.
Turned around and drove back to the grocery store when she saw me. I knew what she was doing. She was avoiding me, and he's going to be running there heroically, saving everybody else's pet. And you're going to be like, "Can you check on my cat? Check on my
check
cat."
Check on my cat.
And he's going to be like, "No, sorry, I'm and prioritizing the
get,
people
like,
that
weird,
are human beings."
Do you
beings.
Get like weird vibes from the guy?
I feel because I live alone, I need to be extra careful with like the information that I give out to the people that live near me. And so sometimes
when a guy's like, hey, did you enjoy the weather yesterday? Not going to answer
yeah,
that.
Can't give out too much info.
No, nope. I'll still answer. But then sometimes,
I hate the sun.
Like, or like sometimes they'll be like, oh, girl, you're looking good. You've been working out. Like, and so it's like random comments that I'm like, I think he's just being nice, but I just want to stay away just in case. You know, like I live alone.
She said that,
I live alone,
just in
you
case.
Guys. I live alone, but
which, like, if I like, and I understand that if you know, I'm not gonna judge the female intuition. If you're feeling creeped out or whatever, that mm-hmm. totally acceptable. But I would feel like. And I think my wife would feel the same way. If she lived alone, that's when you want a community of neighbors
right.
to, you know, something happens. There's a scary situation. It's nice to know that there's somebody you can depend on or call yeah. in a pinch, or when you do need an egg for that recipe that you don't
that
have.
That never happens. That never happens.
Well, that's I don't know. My neighbors give us eggs all the time. But you know what I mean? Like, it's nice to have. And that's actually not true, because we used to, with our old neighbors, sometimes they'd be like, hey, do you have, you know, like, do you have any of this? Because we have some of this. You want to, you know.
That I agree with. When it was just me and my daughter and we lived alone, then I would look to like build relationships with other like moms or other women that lived in the same building as us. Because if I needed somebody, like who am I going to run to? So maybe that's something you should consider, Jess, just because you do live alone.
Right.
As a 30-year-old woman.
Right. I think, wow, shade. Was that shade?
No. She has her cat.
I have my cat.
That's true.
And technically... It's been very nice, like, experiencing, because I hadn't experienced that before, like, the whole living alone situation.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that I might have stumbled upon, like, when my battery died the other day, I was like,
See? You could have called on that neighbor.
Yep. He's like, I got jumper cables right here. Hey, have you been working out lately?
You know what bothers me?
Yeah, sometimes, like your yoga pants.
Sometimes we're out and we're, like, playing with the kids, you know, out front, and they have their little, like, you know, the little car that they, you know, that they drive down the sidewalk or whatever. And then sometimes, like, other parents will come out with their kids and they want to, like,
use it.
Not use it, but they, like one time, like, oh, you guys should come out for my kid's birthday party. No, I don't want to.
That's just people being nice and extended.
I know, but I don't want to get stuck in these, like, play dates. It's awkward when the kids are young, and then it's, like, you and the other parent who you don't know, and then you're having to, like, sit there for a couple hours.
To talk to another human being. Yes, I get it.
It's so
and it
bad.
All it all makes sense why we're so divided in this world. We don't even talk to our own neighbors.
You're right. Anyways, I'm going to do better, you guys.
Please.
We have more important things to worry about.
Yep.
Like Disneyland Resort tickets.
Yeah, and when our DoorDash is going to get there.
Yes. 10 minutes from now, we are going to be playing the winning talk back for these tickets for the Disneyland Resort. We have a 4-pack to give away. So you do have a few minutes left if you want to get in the last minute talk back for your chance to win. Again, that winning talk back is going to play. If it's yours, you're going to have 10 minutes to give us a call and to claim your tickets. If not, they are going to go to someone else.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is time to play our winning Disneyland Resort talk back. So if you left us a talk back at any point this morning trying to win this 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, listen up. Here is our randomly selected winning talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ruby from San Mateo leaving a talk back for the Disneyland tickets. I would love to win tickets to take my 3 kids on a Disneyland vacation. Thank you guys and have a wonderful Thursday.
Okay, Ruby from San Mateo, you have now 10 minutes to give us a call and claim your tickets. Otherwise, we're going to find somebody else. Yes, the clock is ticking now, 888-333-9490. And if you know Ruby and she's not listening right now, you might want to text her.
Tell her to call us.
Call them.
Ruby. Good luck.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Is this Ruby?
Ruby?
Hi, yes, this is Ruby.
The Ruby?
How do we know for sure? What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Just coffee, actually.
Dang it, that checks
Sounds
out.
Like
that's what I have on my...
Yeah, Ruby would
do.
That
was the correct answer.
It is her, you guys. We confirmed. You're a winner!
You just won!
Yay, I'm so happy and excited.
Yeah, you're going to be going with the kiddos to the Disneyland Resort. You just got 4 2-day, 1 park-per-day ticket.
Nice.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you are very welcome. Ruby, hang on so we can get you all hooked up. Everyone else, we're doing it again tomorrow, another Talk Back contest. Also, tune in 7:35 for that chance to win Inside Are You Up Nope game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.